Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter. Thank you for choosing to spend a few minutes thinking about how to matter. It's interesting to me how often the advice we give to our children is exactly the same advice we give to other adults, and probably at the same time is the same advice we give to ourselves, whether or not we choose to follow it. As it turns out, that advice we give to our children is pretty much the same advice that we were given when we were children. Some of the important principles, some of the keys to succeeding in the real world, don't change much over time. They tend to be pretty enduring. They hold up against the test of time. The same holds for four of the principles in the success book that Marissa and I wrote all those years ago. What I would like to do is to share with you four slightly edited excerpts from The Success Train and see what you think. See if you think they hold up, because remember now, they were intended for 9 and 10-year-olds. The first principle tells us that when it comes to success, the key is focus, focus, focus.
Your success starts with focus, focus, focus. Are you ready to climb aboard the success train? I sure hope so. It's pulling out of the station right now. It'll be great if you're not late, but don't complain if you miss the train. What you do is up to you. Are you going to say yes to success? Sure you are. I know it's true because I know something special about you. I know that you're way too smart to let the success train leave the station without you.
What do you think? Does focus, focus, focus sound to you like a pretty good success tip? I suspect that you, like me, have been given that advice many times, particularly when we were younger. If it doesn't sound familiar, perhaps the more familiar version will ring a bell. Do you ever recall being told to pay attention? Yep, me too. Too many times to count. But if I may, please pay attention, because the next success tip is coming up.
Some people don't know that success starts with focus, focus, focus. They think it's okay to fool around and never get down to business. They don't say yes to success. They don't understand that when it's time to do it, you have to get down to it. The success train is pulling out of the station and you're already aboard. You figured out the next totally terrific success tip all by yourself. Your success depends on timing, timing, timing. You're always there when it's time to climb aboard the success train and get down to business. You definitely know when it's time to go.
Do you focus, focus, focus? Of course you do. It's heads up for you. You always pay attention to your success. Do you have timing, timing, timing? Again, of course you do. When it's time to do it, you definitely get down to it. What we are about to see, though, is that focus and timing are not enough. You need something more. The third tip is, perhaps, the secret ingredient to all success.
Some people focus on what they need to do. They also understand how important timing is. They try to do what they need to do when they need to do it. Here's the problem. They don't have the success attitude. Your success depends on attitude, attitude, attitude. The success attitude begins with knowing what your goal is. If you don't know what your goal is, you won't succeed. You have stuff you need to do. It's waiting for you to do it. You need to do it now. Your goal is on down the track. You'll need to climb aboard the success train and get headed that way. You know what your goal is. You know what you have to do to get there. Do you have the success attitude? Some people don't have the success attitude. They get moody and pout. They don't care whether they do a good job or not. They don't just go ahead and do it. They don't climb aboard the success train and head on down the track toward their goal. Do you know some people who don't have the success attitude? Sure you do. They like to complain when they miss the train. They have stuff to do just like you. They think they'll do it when they get around to it. They'd rather fool around or take a rest than climb aboard and give it their best.
You're all set. You're ready to climb aboard the success train. You have focus, focus, focus. You have this timing thing down pat. You definitely have the success attitude. There's one more thing you need if you are committed to succeed. It helps you along the way to say yes to success.
You know what you need to do. You know what your goal is. You focus, focus, focus on reaching your goal. You know that timing, timing, timing is important, and you try to do what you need to do when you need to do it. You never forget that your success depends on attitude, 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 and you have the attitude it takes to reach your goal. You always say yes to success. Your success at last depends on persistence, persistence, persistence. It means that you aren't a quitter. You don't give up. Anyone can do the easy stuff, but it takes persistence when the job gets tough. When the job is hard, you just work harder. You hang in there until you reach your goal. Whether the success train is going fast or slow, this is what you need to know. You're the boss. You're in charge. It's up to you to say yes to success.
Focus, focus, focus. Timing, timing, timing. Attitude, attitude, attitude. Persistence, persistence, persistence. Is it all just advice for children? Maybe so. Perhaps it is. But it works for me, and I think it'll work for you too. I've saved a little bonus tip just for you at the end. You might want to use it as your theme song.
I'm not a giant or a meek little lamb. I am me, that's who I am. I'm taller than a cat and shorter than a tree. I'm the very best me you'll ever see. I like to laugh, I like to smile. I like to daydream once in a while. I'm growing up, but I'm still just me. I'm the very best me I know how to be. I always try to do my best. I'm good at a lot of things and getting better at the rest. Here's the truth for everyone to see. It's totally terrific being me. I could tell you more stuff about who I am. I like spaghetti and strawberry jam. Here at last is the most spectacular part. I'm extra special because I'm so smart.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.